We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again and welcome to the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. And of course, as with most things this year, things a little bit different. We're not here with Coach Williams at top of the hill like we normally would be. We'd much rather be there with a bunch of Tar Heel fans with you in person. But with so much going on, of course, we are going to do this a little differently this year. Coach and I will record the show on Monday, then air it later in the night. We are still taking your questions, and you can get those in throughout the week. You can send us an email, asktheheels@gmail.com, or shoot me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end, as you know by now. The show brought to you in part by Continental Tire, innovative technology and driving confidence for a dealer near you. Go to ContinentalTire.com. Coach, great to see you. How are you?
Oh, just like we're talking about the show, I'm here, there, everywhere, but don't know what I'm doing. It's been an unusual year. It's been a very difficult year for everyone. We're not comfortable with what we're doing. You know, you and I are 4 feet apart, talking with mask on. We probably look better with a mask on.
That's right. That much.
But it's been very unusual, to say the least, in some ways very, very difficult. But we've got six games behind us. We would like to have played better. The two games we lost, at one point we had a one-point lead in both games in the second half, but weren't able to pull it through, so we've got to get a heck of a lot better.
Coach, just – and I know this is a very wide-ranging question – how has COVID impacted your team the most, in your opinion?
Oh, gosh, Jones, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing was six freshmen that were playing a lot, not having an exhibition game, not having maybe two exhibition games,
right,
which is the way we're leaning towards doing this year, or not having an exhibition game and a scrimmage. We didn't have those trial runs for them to get used to the competition that they were facing. And I'd say that's the biggest one. Getting in front of the TV cameras and playing at least one game, and again, possibly two, is something. But I think playing as many freshmen as much quality time as we're doing, I'd say that's the biggest way it's affected us.
Protocol-wise, what kind of things are you guys having to do that you are totally different from what you would normally do?
Well, we're testing three times a week, sometimes more.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a chip that we're wearing in our uniform. We created a little patch inside the pants that we're wearing a chip that at the end of the game we can tell how many minutes we've been within 6 feet of every player.
Wow.
And the coaches. We're having one we hold in our pocket or on a chain around our neck, checking those kind of things all the time. Every day, so if somebody sneezes, we get scared and think it's something else. We've had five or six different players to miss a practice because they didn't feel well, and the next day they felt great, and we tested them, and they were a negative test every time. So it's just been very unusual. We haven't been able to get in a rhythm of what we want to do.
From the communication side of things during a game, you guys are spread out more than normal. You're wearing a mask during the game. Has that been a challenge, or has that been okay?
No, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but it's okay. But I've worn my mask every day in every practice.
Yeah.
You know, I wear it all the time, and the rest of the coaches wear theirs all the time. So it's been a little more difficult, but we don't have the crowd noise. It would be even more difficult if you had the crowd noise in there. I'd like to have the people in there. There's no question we'd like people to see Carolina basketball. But so it is. It's just everything is new. 2020 has been a pain in the rear end, but let's see if we get a few more wins before we finish it.
You guys have traveled some as well. What is that experience been like?
You know, it's crazy because we spread out on the plane. We don't take as many people. We have 6-7 managers. We only take two. Went to Asheville and played 3 days in a row. We eat 6 to 10 feet apart all the time. Asheville was 500 yards, so we still took two buses, so you don't have to sit beside somebody. We played in Iowa. We had two buses to get us to the game. Every time we turn around, we've been playing another game, and I'm looking around to see who's with us, who's not with us. So we're traveling differently, two buses, the planes. We had tremendous distance between each of the players and coaches, and just testing every time we turn around. It seems like we're taking another test.
Coach, there have been, including Mike Krzyzewski, of course, some high-profile coaches who have come out and questioned whether or not you guys, not you, North Carolina, but that college basketball should be playing or not. Do you have a strong opinion on that?
Oh, I have a strong opinion that we should continue trying to see if we could play, but we've got to be intelligent, too. And I think that we made decisions on this season I can't even remember. We met all summer. Every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, we had a conference call, Zoom call with all the coaches in the AC. Every Thursday, I was involved in another committee, ad hoc committee, that we did that at 12 o'clock every Thursday. So I can't remember when we made the decisions, but it was probably late August, early September, and things have changed dramatically since then. Should we be doing what we're doing? I think that's a question we all ask each other every day. We're missing a ton of games. There's a ton of problems out there. There's a ton of problems in our society. Yeah. Hopefully we'll put this election behind us and get to be more intelligent about the way we treat each other and other people all the time, and maybe not have as much maliciousness in our society. But it's college basketball. It's good for kids to be playing. There's no question about that, and I think everyone, Mike, agrees with that. But the mental health of our guys, I mean, you're scared to death every time you turn around. Are we putting them in situations that maybe if we had delay a couple of months, maybe we could put them in better? Nobody knows. And I think that's what Mike was saying, is we made the decisions 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 2.5, whenever it was. And times have changed, and should we look at it differently now? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it did get a lot of attention and upset some people, but the fact of the matter is what he said was pretty good. And the fact of the matter is he's entitled to his opinion, just like some other people. If they don't like it, they're entitled to their opinion too.
Are you an expert on Zoom yet?
I hate it with a passion. I've done more Zoom than I'll do the rest of my entire life. And but I'm a teacher, and am I doing a Zoom with 15 other people, or you know, 15 or 17 players. I like to see if they're paying attention. I like to see their facial expressions when I say something, and you can't do that as easily on Zoom as you can when you're teaching in the classroom or teaching on the court, either one.
Yeah. We'll focus a little bit more just on basketball when we get back. Plus, we're going to answer some of your questions that you have for Coach, that and more coming up as we move through the Roy Williams Show. It's all coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
The more about Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court 3 times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice independent insurance agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of 4 with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Thanks so much for being with us here on The Roy Williams Show. Man, there are so many ways you can listen to the show. Maybe it's right here on the Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliate. Maybe you have it as a podcast. Maybe you're streaming it through a website or an app. We're just glad you're here, and we're excited to talk Tar Heels with you. Carolina already 6 games into the season. It took a while to get the season started, but the Heels have played a bunch since they got going, and we're going to talk a little basketball after I tell you that Carolina basketball and The Roy Williams Show, brought to you in part by Foodline, proud sponsor of the Score to Give More campaign. And for every free throw the Heels make this season, Foodline Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank, and that's going to help our neighbors in need this winter. It's Score to Give More, presented by Foodline, the official grocer of the ACC. Coach, 4-2 through 6 games, a very difficult schedule to this point. Just kind of overall, your thoughts on how your team's played?
Oh, we've been okay, but not where we want to be. I mean, you don't want to be just okay.
Sure.
You know, we lose at Iowa when we had a 1-point lead in the second half. They played very well, make 17 threes. We'd missed some things trying to guard them, and we missed some shots ourselves. Lose to Texas in the finals of the Maui-Asheville Invitational Tournament up there. And, you know, play here, play there. We could have won that game. So 4-2 is just okay. It's not where we want to be by any means. But we are. We've got six freshmen out there. And in Saturday's game, once in the first half and once in the second half, we had 5 freshmen on the floor at the same time. And those kind of things are going to happen. But the bottom line is it's North Carolina and 4-2. We'd like to be better.
I was going to ask you about that freshman class. They're important to this team. They're important to your program. They're playing a whole bunch. How have they come along, considering the challenges that you talked about earlier?
Well, you know, different levels are different, each individual. I think Caleb has been far below where he wants to be. I think RJ's been a little bit better, been a little more consistent, just didn't shoot the ball very well at all Saturday in the game. Puff has missed some time for a couple of weeks right before we started, and so he's been a little bit behind. Walker Kessler, the same thing, missed a couple of weeks right before we started, and has been a little behind. Dayron at times has been sensational. And Kerwin Walton has gotten into it a little slower than I'd hoped, but I believe he's going to be a really good player for us down the line.
Could you have those two freshman guards in Caleb and RJ that are starting for you, playing a lot of time in the backcourt? They're both uber talented. I think everybody can see that. But what are some of the challenges when you have two young guys back there together?
Well, you know, most guys when they come in, even the guys that play as a freshman, have another point guard who's done it in prime time before.
Right.
And we've started a lot of point guards as freshmen. I mean, it's whether – well, for me, it was Raymond Felt because this is my first year and he started for us, even though it was his sophomore year. We started Bobby Frazier as a freshman, Ty Lawson as a freshman, Marcus Page, Kobe White, Cole Anthony. So we've done it a lot, but having two of them back there, they don't have a security blanket like some of the other guys have had. And so that's made it more difficult. The three biggest things for a point guard, keep the ball in front of you, okay, and don't turn it over. And, oh, yes, we'd like you to take great shots and shoot a good percentage. And so those are the three things that we haven't succeeded in with RJ and Caleb yet, and I do think that they're going to be very good. I kiddingly, maybe not kiddingly, said to him, I want it to be in my lifetime, though, so we need to start doing it right now. But we've got to be better defensively on the ball. Can't turn it over as much as we're turning it over. And then take better shots so you shoot a better shooting percentage is extremely important. And I've got some stats I'm going to give them today at practice that Ty Lawson, Marcus Page, Raymond Felton, it's the first of their freshman year. There were some ugly numbers there too. But all those guys changed. So now it's your job to change.
Coach, one thing that is very clear is that you guys have a deep and talented front court. How do you want to continue to use those guys to your best advantage?
Well, it's two things are always bouncing around in my mind to see if we could play three of them at the same time, but it would be very difficult for us defensively, but there may be times that we do that anyway. Garrison deserves the opportunities because he's earned it from what he's done in the past. And I would say that right now he's not playing nearly as well as he wants to play himself. And then Armando's had some great moments, some bad moments. Dayron has really been really good most of the time. He's got to be a little more controlled on the defensive end of the floor and not make mistakes there. And then Walker Kessler's going to be very good, but like I said, he just missed those 2 weeks right before we started playing games, and that's when we put so many things in.
Just in pure size-wise, and you've always had good teams down low and some big players. Gosh, just in pure size, this feels like one of your bigger teams.
It is. It's probably – I had a team at Kansas with Scott Pollard, Rafe LaFrance, and Greg Ostertag, 6'11", 6'11", and 7'1", and they all three were first-round draft picks in the NBA. And so that was really a big team, and I'd say other than that, this is the biggest team I've ever coached.
Coach, two more things, then we'll take a break and we'll get to some questions from Tar Heel fans. I mentioned the schedule, and especially with those two young guards. I mean, there was a senior point guard for Texas, a senior point guard for Iowa, senior point guard for Stanford. They have not had an easy transition as far as who they are playing or the experience level of who they're playing.
No, and in fact, the senior guard at Iowa is a sixth-year senior, not fifth-year, but sixth-year senior. And so they've had that to challenge them every night they've stepped out there, and it has been difficult for them.
Last thing, Garrison, you mentioned Garrison and Leakey. They are your most experienced player as far as age plus what they've done on the court. What are you asking them to do right now for this team?
Boy, 100 things. Score, rebound, defend, all those normal things. To be a leader as well. We may not win the UNLV game or the Stanford game without Leakey being just tremendous defensively. But we got to do him. Got to get him to do a little more on offense without hurting us. Garrison just hadn't gotten in the flow yet, but I think he will get in there. But those two guys, as you say, they're the most experienced. They've got to lead us.
All right, we still have a lot to do with Coach as we move through the hour here on the Roy Williams Show. When we come back, we're going to start getting to your questions for Coach. And we do have a new segment this year. Our top three questions every show are going to be presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We'll tell you about that and get to those when we return. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
From star athletes to superfans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Harris Teeter is proud to assist our customers and communities every day with their food and pharmacy needs. This year, we've partnered with UNC, Duke, Wake Forest, and NC State to bring you the Big Four Grocery Assist Promotion. Each week, one lucky contestant is chosen, and they win $5 in free groceries for every assist by each Big Four school that week. Plus, Harris Teeter will donate $10 for every assist throughout the season to the local food bank to support those in need. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist page to enter today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini, well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a potpourri, well, you can count on me, MC.
Visit countonmenc.org.
Thanks again for being here on the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. New polls out today. Carolina at number 22 in the AP poll, one of multiple ACC teams ranked. Florida State at 15, Virginia 17, Duke at 21, Louisville 23, Clemson sneaks in there at number 24. Previous and upcoming opponents as well for the Heels. Iowa still at number 3, Texas up to 11, and the next scheduled opponent for the Tar Heels is Ohio State. They are currently ranked at number 20. All right, I mentioned this before the break, but our top three questions every week are going to be presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That is wear, wait, and wash, and they resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. So, Coach, we're going to take our best three from Tar Heel fans in this segment every single week, and this one comes from Austin. Austin wanted to know if Caleb Love reminds you, and you actually referenced this a little bit, about how Coby White started his career as far as his gear of playing quickly, quickly, quickly all the time and maybe not quite being ready to power down sometimes if needed.
You know, sometimes he does, but Coby was a point guard all the time.
Yeah.
Caleb, a lot of times, didn't play the point guard, and he is so athletically gifted, just overpowered some people, and it's harder to do that at our level. Coby understood a little bit more about playing the point guard, getting things set up. But Kobe's the best I've ever had. Kobe and Ty Lawson at pushing the pace. They pushed it with the dribble. Kendall Marshall pushed it with the pass. We've got to get Caleb to push it with the dribble right now and make better decisions when he gets on the other end.
I was going to ask you, and I'm guessing I know the answer. Is the pace at which you're playing anywhere close to where you want to be right now?
No, it's the slowest team we've ever had, and it's frustrating to me because that's not the way we practice, but I got to do a better job to get them to that pace, but be successful on the end, not just run up and down the court. You know, I was recruiting a kid one time, and his mother said that one of the other schools would come in and said, North Carolina doesn't really run that fast. They just run that effectively. And I said, yes, and I like that. That's a positive to me, and that's what we're not doing right now.
Coach Daniel sent this one in and wanted to know if you could speak a little bit to the leadership of Andrew Playtech. Daniel said it seems to him that Andrew has come in and provided a spark a couple of times for your team off the bench.
He really has. The UNLV game, Saturday's game against Central. He was a defensive player of the game in the College of Charleston game. He's come in by his play. He hasn't been, he's not very talkative and, you know, hadn't had the success that some guys have had in the past that makes it easier to be a leader. But he's come in for sure and done some really nice things in a couple of games that's helped us get over the hump.
I know it hasn't been every single game just yet, but he has hit some outside shots for you, which I know feels like it's important right now for you guys.
Well, it's hard to score if a ball doesn't go in the basket. You know, you can't just say we look good doing it and hope they give you 1 point or something. And so, again, in the UNLV game and Saturday's game against Central, his scoring was big for us.
All right, let's get to question number three of our three questions here, Coach. And this one comes from Rob. Rob wondering if you could speak about Carolina's struggles here early. They've had some slow starts in games. I think he's talking about individual games. Mm-hmm. And then playing so much better in the second half. And if you have any thoughts on why that might be occurring.
Well, I think the biggest thing is freshmen. I mean, it's hard to explain to them how good Matt Coleman is, and they look back and never saw that Matt Coleman was a McDonald's All-American or anything like that. And so they're out there taking their time to sort of get their feeling about the games. I've always said, let's not tiptoe into the games. We don't go tiptoeing through the tulips, if you let me say that. I want you to plant your daggum feet and say, I'm here, take another step forward and say, now I'm here, and take another step forward and say, now I'm here. But I think the biggest thing is just getting the feel of the game. And with two guards back there who are freshmen, it's been difficult for them.
Thank you for your questions. And we're going to get to some more, by the way, next segment with those top three presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's, wear, wait, and wash. And they resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. We resolve to come back after this break. More with Coach here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Breakthrough has 7 locations throughout the Raleigh-Durham area, as well as several others throughout North and South Carolina. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Keenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the head coach of Carolina basketball. That, of course, is Roy Williams. It's his show. We'll be here every Monday night at 7 o'clock due to COVID, unable to be at Top of the Hill, but we'll be recording this on Monday afternoon for air for you on Monday evening. So a reminder again about questions, asktheheels at gmail.com is the email address, or shoot a tweet to me at Jones Angel, Angel 2Ls at the end. And let's get to some more questions, including our Cruisers question of the night, brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. Coach, I don't think we've ever been asked this question before.
Okay.
This is from Jason in Cleveland, where the Tar Heels are going soon. Wanted to know the most famous person in your phone contacts that you have. Famous phone number you've got in your phone.
Oh, geez. Well, I've got Michaels, and, you know, so I called
him. I think that might be the max, right?
That's pretty good. I would say that. So I would go there. I used to have Mr. Steinbrenner's number in there, but I think starting with Michaels pretty good.
What did you think about The Last Dance this spring?
I loved it. I watched every moment of it on Sunday, set my schedule to make sure that I could see it. I had lived it personally, a lot of it, and even the final game 2 years, I was at the final game when they won their last two. And so that part was good, but just loved looking back, and I thought it was great for the young people because they see highlights, but they have no idea about the toughness and the resolve and the focus and just that he was not going to be denied.
Yeah.
And I think that they got to see more of that, plus that outrageous athleticism, not just in any dunk contest, but in plays during big-time games. I mean, to have your man clear and you stop it and turn around and steal the ball from Karl Malone, who's one of the greatest players in basketball history, you know, to do those kind of things and affect the outcome of the game was the most amazing thing, and he did it every night.
And you had some great lines and cameos in there, too.
Yeah, they filmed mine, I guess, a couple of years ago or something and waited to get it. And one of the funniest things is that my most famous fivesome, I guess I should say, in golf, not foursome, was me and Michael, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, and David Robinson.
Wow.
And that was a lot of fun during the practice times because I was coaching those college kids against them every day for the week we were out in La Jolla.
Think you could take just those four against any five and be all right, even if you were down a man.
Well, no, if I played with him, we'd still be.
Coach, let's do two more here. Not Michael Jordan, at least to my knowledge. I sent this one in. Thought about or wanted to know your thoughts on the potential bubble for the NCAA tournament. And, of course, this is way down the road here, but just your thoughts on how to best manage that, if you've thought about it at all.
Well, I haven't thought about it at all, but I know that when it came out, I said that makes sense. But the NBA spent so much money and so much time, you know, and now we've got 68 teams coming in. It's a lot easier than whatever it was. They brought 20 or something like that, made it easier. But it'll be a challenge. It really will. And with this virus running around out there, you can't see it, can't smell it, can't hear it. It's there. And that should be something we'll constantly be aware of, and I'm sure there will be.
You had a similar, not exactly the same, but a similar situation in Asheville where that tournament tried pretty hard to keep you guys relatively isolated. How did that go?
It worked fine. I mean, they were really good, and the kids were really good. They wanted to play college basketball, so they did what they were told. And, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, they're going to be the ones that make the decisions.
Sure.
But the people up there, every team was very serious about playing and determined to try to do things. And we're testing every day. We're eating separately. I mean, it was fantastic.
Has it been hard, as you said, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, has it been hard to get that message across about the importance of doing all those things right away from basketball?
It really is hard, but these kids want to play basketball so much. If, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, if our entire nation had the resolve as those eight teams had up there every day, we wouldn't be in as bad a shape as we are right now. But we got off to such a bad start on this disease and made so many bad decisions and didn't emphasize it enough. And it's now the virus is in charge. We're not in charge.
One more, Coach, and then we'll take our last break here. And then Coach will be back with us later in the show to preview upcoming opponent. This one came on Twitter, Coach, wondering about Anthony Harris, Sterling Manley. Still haven't seen either one of those two for you out on the court, at least in game action.
Yeah, and I haven't seen them in five-on-five full court action either myself, so yeah, the fans aren't missing anything that I'm not missing. Anthony's done a few more things than Sterling, but so far we've kept both of them in a half-court situation. I think that Anthony's closer to getting freedom to full participation than Sterling is, but we're not talking about when because it makes no difference. We've got to see what they look like and what they feel like, and when they do, then we'll say, okay, let's go.
I would think it would be hard to make an immediate impact. I mean, just because they've both been out so long.
Oh, I mean, Sterling hadn't played in 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and Anthony only played 5 games in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, so no, it's impossible.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back when we hear from Coach again. We'll preview Carolina's upcoming matchup with Ohio State. That's part of the CBS Sports Classic. That when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini. Well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a potpourri. Well, you can count on me, MC.
Visit countonmenc.org.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Still a lot more to do here on the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel. Really appreciate you being with us today, and especially in this unique format. Again, not ideal in how we would like to be bringing you the show, but we'll be recording with Coach Williams on Mondays and then airing on a Monday night throughout the season. And again, we really encourage and hope you can be a part of the show. AskTheHeels@gmail.com. AskTheHeels@gmail.com is the email address. You can send questions in really any time, and then we'll gather them each week. You can also shoot me a tweet, and I'll try to send out a couple of reminders on Monday mornings before we record. We'd love to have you be a part of the show. It's a big part of what we do, and Coach Williams loves answering your questions as well. So for right now, we're going to change gears. Coach will return in just a few minutes to talk about the upcoming matchup with Ohio State. But a couple more things that we wanted to do before then, and that includes telling you that the Roy Williams Show is brought to you by Harris Teeter. And Harris Teeter is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. So, What we are going to do every week here on the show is, in addition to hearing from Coach Williams, of course, we're going to let you hear part, or in this case, all of an interview that Adam Lucas and I did with someone around Carolina basketball. And it will, the interview itself originally will be coming from the Carolina Insider podcast. Adam and I, in a normal week, we'll be bringing two of those shows to you on Tuesdays and Fridays. Hope you can listen in. It's available wherever you get your podcast, whether it is via Apple or whether it is via Spotify or whether you like to get it in some other way. Check it out, Carolina Insider podcast, and we'll be bringing you pieces of interviews each week. For this show, Adam and I had the chance a couple of weeks ago to talk to Coby White. We ran this full interview a few weeks ago on the podcast, but wanted to make sure you had the opportunity to listen to it. Of course, Coby had the terrific freshman year with the Tar Heels, drafted number 7 overall by the Chicago Bulls, and is now in his second year with Chicago. Coby was here with Carolina in the early portion of the Tar Heel practice schedule and had a chance to catch up with Coby to talk about that, about his time with the Bulls, etc. And going to let you listen to this interview broken up into two parts. So this is the first portion. Again, this is Adam Lucas and myself talking with Coby White on the Carolina Insider podcast.
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that our guest today gave one of the best current player podcast interviews in Carolina Insider podcast history. And he did it in the old place, which wasn't quite as nice as this one. So I can only imagine what he's got for us today in these palatial surroundings. Coby White, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've been in town a lot lately. What have you seen and what have you taught the young boys?
I've been in town for about 3 weeks now. Super talented team this year. Super talented. They were really good when they put it together. I'm just trying to give them encouragement. Coach Williams, you know, like you said, just trying to teach them how to push the ball at the rate Coach Williams wants it to be pushed. So that was my biggest thing when I got here, especially for Caleb and RJ, just learning how to push the ball and learning when to slow up and just reading the defense. So I've just been trying to do my part in that.
All right, give us the Coby White life update, man. I mean, so much has happened since we last saw you. What's been going on?
Man, just chilling, man. Just trying to stay the course. Like I'm saying, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. So just trying to get adjusted to the new normal.
Sure.
Continuing to work. I got a lot of goals this year as a team. We got a lot of goals coming up this year. So getting ready for the season, putting it in each and every day. Just trying to make the most each and every day.
Tell us about year one in the NBA. Was it what you expected it to be? What was it like?
It was up and down. It was hard. It was humbling. It was challenging. It was a lot. But then again, I'm blessed to be where I'm at. So it was hard for sure. It's an adjustment for me, especially just starting out the year, you know, coming off the bench and whatnot. But it was a blessing at the same time for me. It humbled me, made me work for everything that I have, you know, my rookie year. So it taught me a lot of lessons learned from there. So just continue to progress and continue to get better. You know, that's all I can do.
As you were learning things, what did you learn about how Carolina had prepared you to play at that level?
I think just putting in the work day in, day out, just the professionalism when I got here, that Coach Williams, and just the standard, like in practice, and anything you do, you just go hard at it. You know, anything you do, you take it serious, no matter what it is. I think Carolina helped me, big part was helping me was like off the court. It's just how to carry yourself like a young man supposed to. And, you know, Coach Williams, that's what he teaches here. He teaches a lot on the court, but he teaches off the court. I think my biggest thing was just off the court, carrying myself how I'm supposed to carry myself and not getting into stuff that I'm not supposed to be into.
You guys had, from the Bulls side of things, a lot of turmoil going on around just the organization. Was that hard for you to kind of put blinders on and just play and keep that away from you?
It's challenging though, cause you're around it 24/7.
Sure,
you're around it all the time. But for us, I think as players, we just last year, we just had to focus on trying to trying to win games and focus on what we need to do. This off season has been really weird, especially for, you know, not everything that's going on in the world, but just for the Chicago Bulls organization with a new head coach, a new, you know, a new front office. So just trying to get to know those guys, and they're trying to get to know us, trying to feel each other out. It's been fun, though. It's been good. They've been great. We're looking to have a fun season this year, so it should be really good for us.
When you're talking to some of the big city Chicago media, do you say, hey, I've already hit the big time. I did an interview next to a toilet one time. Do you just tell them that?
Nah. They already know that, though. They already know that.
Where do you feel like 2020 Coby White is even better than the Coby White we saw in Chapel Hill?
I just feel like I'm better overall, especially at the point guard position. Playmaking, making shots, defensively. I think I just took a whole leap, especially towards the end of the year. I just took a whole leap. And this offseason has been really big for me, just working on finishing around the rim, shooting off the dribble, and just playmaking. And I feel like I'm just more mature. That's the main thing, just more mature in my game and more confident in my game. So,
was there for you, holy cow, I'm in the NBA moment on the court or draft day or whatever it might have been? What, did you have that moment where it's like, whoa, this is happening?
I never really had that moment. I've been playing basketball since I can remember my whole life. So stepping on the court and just being on the court, being around guys, that's being around the team, that's nothing new. So I feel like I didn't experience that wild moment. I mean, when I got drafted, for sure, thank God and for the blessings that he brought to my life and the opportunities that's one in a million for some people. And I'm living out my dream, and I don't take any of it for granted. But I feel like for me, it's just when I got here, it was like, all right, God got me here. He's going to continue to get me where I need to be. But I got to continue to put in the work and get to where I want to get to and accomplish my goals in the NBA. So I'm just focused on that.
There will be more with Coby White coming up in just a few minutes. And before we take a break, I want to remind you that you can help keep this holiday season merry and bright. It's a message from Count On Me NC. Help keep the virus at bay and do so with a pledge to keep your distance, wash your hands often, and wear a face covering. You can go to countonmenc.org. to learn more. That's countonmenc.org to learn more. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, more of that Coby White interview when we return. It is the Roy Williams Show, and it's all coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel, and we still have a lot to do as we round the final turn here on Coach Williams' show. And a reminder, we'll be here on Monday nights throughout the basketball season. There are maybe one or two shows when we get into ACC play with the Tar Heels that there may be a Tuesday night show if Carolina is playing on a Monday. But for the most part, we're here with you on Monday nights, 7 o'clock, recording earlier on the day on Monday, as we said, with Coach Williams. And we're going to get back to Coach Williams in just a few minutes. Here in this segment, you're going to hear the conclusion of that Coby White interview Adam Lucas and I conducted on the Carolina Insider podcast. But before we get to any of that, let me tell you this. If you're looking for holiday gift ideas, Dewey's Bakery in Winston-Salem has lots of delicious baked goods that have been a North Carolina holiday tradition since 1930. You can visit Dewey's.com to order gift boxes full of Moravian cookie thins, Moravian sugar cake, cheese straws, and other classic Southern treats as well. It's the perfect way to send warm holiday wishes to the ones you love. And don't forget to order some goodies for your family, too. That's Dewey's.com, DeweyS.com, DeweyS.com. Okay, let's get to more of our conversation. It was Adam Lucas and myself with former Tar Heel great, current Chicago Bull, Coby White.
I think Carolina fans already thought they loved you as much as they possibly could, and then they saw your reaction to Cam getting picked on draft night. What were you feeling when all that was happening? Why did you react that way?
I was at a loss for words. That's really why I was like, kept saying, wow, bro. I was just at a loss for words because nobody expected that for sure, but and everybody, I knew it was going to be haters and it was going to be doubters. And I was just so happy for him. That's how I expressed it. That's just how it came out. Like, it just came out of me. Like, it wasn't like I was, like, up there just to be up there. Like, it just came out of me the way it came out. And I was just so happy and so genuinely happy for Cam just because I know everything he's been through in college, you know, all the injuries and the ups and downs and, you know, all the hard work that he puts in and just not that, just his level of focus off the court too, and you know how he thinks off the court and how he carries himself off the court. I'm a firm believer in like me and my brother, like firm believers in like good things happen to great people. So, and Cam's great people. So I just felt like he deserved it.
Same, of course, could be said for Coby White. Coby, so there was that also last year that game when Coach Williams came to watch you play and you went crazy and had a great game. How is y'all's relationship, you and Coach Williams, is it different now than it was, or is it the same? Just what is that relationship like now?
No, it's still the same. Just continuing to grow. You know, the more you get to know people, the better your relationship becomes and the more it grows. So for us, it was just, you know, just continuing to grow. Like I said, Coach Williams meant a lot. He means a lot to me, but not only me, you know, my family too, because of everything that I went through in high school and you know, with my dad dying and my dad passing, and he just was always there more than, you know, I hadn't stepped foot on campus. You know, he didn't have to be there for me. You know, I was already committed. I signed papers. I was already committed. He didn't have to do some of the stuff that he did. And so, you know, for us, our relationship, I feel like it's different from a lot of other players just because he kind of stepped in and he kind of, you know, helped me through what was one of the tougher times of my life. So, like I said, he believes in me. And he still believes in me to this day. And even when I'm practicing with him now, he tells me, you know, you're not using your legs on your shot. You know, he's still coaching me like I'm still there. So that's just the type of relationship. And I'm still saying yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. What it's looking like, what can I do better? And I'm still asking those type of questions just because of the relationship that we have.
Last thing, because I think Coby's got to go. What's your time, now that you're away from it a little bit, How do you look back on your time at Carolina? What is it? What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. It means the world. Like I said to most everybody and everybody that asked, what's the best decision I ever made? The best decision I ever made was coming here. I had a time of my life here, and I when I got to the league, I wish I, you know what I'm saying. I was blessed to be in the league, and I was blessed to be where I am. But I miss school. I miss being around my teammates every day. I miss being, you know, just at Carolina, because it's love every time you come back here. So it's no other feeling like it. Like I said, just the best decision I ever made was committing to the University of North Carolina.
Appreciate Kobe's time, both on the podcast and for reuse here on the show. And as we move through the year, we will bring you some great interviews with former Tar Heels and folks around Carolina basketball as part of the Roy Williams Show. Hope you will enjoy that. For now, we need to take a break. Come back, Coach Williams, to preview the upcoming matchup with Ohio State when we return from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JannieKingRDU.com.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Carolina heading up to Cleveland to face Ohio State. That's the next scheduled opponent. Heels and Buckeyes, 4:30 on Saturday as part of the CBS Sports Classic. And, Coach, another stout opponent for your young team.
Well, it is. And a team that you said is ranked number 20 in the country right now. They whacked us pretty good in the Smith Center last year. I don't know very much about their team. Because just like we're doing this on Monday the 14th, I think that's the date, isn't it?
Correct.
all right, I got to go to practice. And we're going to practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we'll start preparing for Ohio State on Thursday and Friday. But they really did whack us last year. They had an answer for everything we did here in the Smith Center. Chris is just a big-time coach. And, again, I don't know anything, and it doesn't bother me because I don't ever try to find out anything except two practices before we play.
Sure.
If we have that opportunity, and we will before we play Ohio State. But I know they'll shoot it well. They got big guys that are good, and we've got to play great.
Coach, last thing. You are now in a stretch here where you don't have as many games jammed together as you did once the season started. What do you hope to accomplish here when you do have a little more time with your team on the practice court?
Well, Jones, it's hard to plan because you don't know. We may have a game 2 days from now.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know if we're going to have a game 7 days from now or 10 days now. So you're really trying to just practice every day, trying to get your club ready to play, and then all of a sudden somebody may say, well, we can play this game on this day. Well, then we got to be ready to play. And so it's been more hectic, and I really feel for the freshmen because it's not been a smooth ride for them like it is a lot of times.
Flexibility, the name of the game this year in college athletics, to be sure. Coach, great to see you. Thank you for your time today. I know we're not doing it quite how we've done it in the past, but great to be with you and appreciate you joining us.
Well, Jones, thank you. And I do miss all those loyal fans that showed up at Top of the Hill every night because they were sensational. Whether we played great or did not, they were sensational. But nice seeing you as well.
All right, that's the voice of the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. He'll be back with us next week on the next edition of the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Been listening to the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.